Congratulations. Someone had to pop at the lower part of the gene pool.
Listen, I sit there and I'll see some babies and I'm just like, I really hope that child grows out of that face. That's a bad looking face. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another episode of the Nat Bros podcast. And as you can tell, I'm wearing the exact same shirt as I was last week because we're recording it at the same time, but that's a little trick of the trade is we're recording multiple episodes together. Welcome back. We're going to answer another question from the Ask Reddit subreddit. So if you are on Reddit,
technically you're going to ask it anyways.
That is true, but I'm not the originator of the asking question or the asked question. So without any further ado, let me click over to the place that we need to be. What was the question? Okay. Ooh, yeah. So, what do people always lie about?
I'm fine.
Ooh. Okay, so they always lie about how they actually feel.
Cutting deep, straight to it. Hey, how are you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Right to it.
I'm good.
I'm good.
But that's interesting. Okay, yeah, because that is absolutely 100% a lie. But I think it's perpetrated by our society as like, listen, I'm asking you. Oh. Maybe
my brother had an epiphany there.
I did. What if the thing that we always lie about too is actually giving a crap about how somebody is?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Go ahead.
I try not to ask or be the first one to say how's it going, because I really don't care, honestly.
Right.
But if you ask me, I really am gonna tell you how I'm doing. Now I'm gonna be like, you know what? I made it. I'm alive. How about that? You know,
that's I'm not dead. I'm not dead. That's an improvement from yesterday.
In the past, you know, whenever my wife would ask me a question about like, hey, how are the kids doing or whatever, they're alive. I mean, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes, you know, you're 6 feet above instead of 6 feet under. You got to count your blessings, whatever ones they are.
Bro, you and I have never been 6 feet above ever. Like unless we're in a plane or we just happen to get on like a step stool. Otherwise, if we're just walking around, they ain't no 6 feet above.
maybe you're standing on some tall leaves or something like that, you know?
But yeah, I would, that's definitely true. Like, Andrew and I kind of subscribe to the same thing. Like, if I ask you how you are, I actually am interested in knowing. If I don't ask, then I don't want to know, right? But normally, actually, what I'll do is I'll also try and change that, just because, it's always the same. You always get the same answer. Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Especially here in China, like that's one of the things they learn.
Let's say you actually have the conversation about how you're doing.
Yep.
And then I always find it hard to maneuver out of that conversation. You know, like it's just like, well, okay, now the conversation's over. Hey, have a good day.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff going on in your life. All right, bye. Good luck.
So, of course, you said that there's a lot of stuff going on in your life. You know, I might have a few things going on in my life.
Right.
So this lady at work who brought to my attention some stuff that's been aired out on social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she came at me the other day and she's like, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Blah, blah, blah. She took a big breath. She's like, listen, I know you're going through a lot. I'm trying not to do anything. I was like, hey, I can take it. Clearly. I was like, you see me taking it. She's like, yeah, I'm trying to be nice. I was like, it's fine. You know, there ain't no dirt on my back. What you have to say, it goes in one ear and right out the other.
So, like, was she trying to tell you about, like, or was she like, coming to, like, she was really crap about?
Like, yeah, she was really trying to be like, you know, you messed up doing it like this. But then she was like, I'm trying to do it nicely, but that's not normally who she is. I was like, I mean, give it to me. What do you got?
Like, is she like blaming you for what's being posted, or is she just saying, hey, like in this particular area?
Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with that. It has to do with work related stuff.
Oh. And
she's trying not to be a pain in the butt, I guess, or a mean person.
Because
of drama in my personal life.
Gotcha. Okay. That's okay.
Okay. That's my favorite thing.
So
back to the question though, lies about it. Do you have an answer? Because that one was mine.
So I would say something that maybe people always lie about.
Height.
but you get caught out pretty quickly on that. I guess it's technically how fabulous your life is on social media. Because I got to say that.
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. I feel like I'm good.
Well. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's in the same ballpark. But like always putting the good stuff on social media, but never really presenting the bad stuff. Or if you present the bad stuff, you present it in a good light, right? Especially if it's something that,
like for me, like if I'm ever on social media, it's because something bad is going on. I'm never on there if everything's good.
I'm not saying you, but generally most people like.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm just saying, me in general, like if I'm posting stuff, it's because I'm in a bad mood, you know?
Yeah.
I would say also kind of along the same lines of.
I think, man, it's difficult. That was a really good call on your part, because that's a hard one. Because like whenever we would go to like church. When we were younger, we'd always have to pretend like everything was fine, even though we had just gotten into a fight in the car. Either you and I had gotten into a fight, or we'd gotten into a fight with the parents, and then they're like, all right, stop crying. You're like, you're like, okay, wipe it off. Stop crying. Like, okay. And then you like have to go into church like that. How are you? I'm good. I'm okay. Are you sure? Yeah, my parents didn't just beat me. Not that our parents beat us often. Well, I mean, I guess they did kind of spank us.
I was just thinking when I forgot. What was it? Hold on. You keep talking. I'll circle back.
Well, I'm also trying to think of a good one. I mean, besides like.
In this day and age, saying I'm sorry.
Okay. Expound upon that.
Well, so like for instance, you know, I get this negative connotation that I say I'm sorry, but it's just words. Whereas I feel like if I'm apologizing, it's kind of the same thing. If I'm asking you how you feel, I actually mean that. If I say I'm sorry, even though it's just words in your eyes, I'm sorry. If I'm not sorry, I'm not going to freaking apologize.
I see.
But everybody else is so worried about, you know, the Karen mood or what did I call it? The Karen culture. Cancel culture, Karen culture. Everybody's all, oh, I care. How about that? Nobody really cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I've asked people, they're like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, are you asking because you want to know, or are you asking because like that's just the right thing to do?
Yes, exactly. Because again, like I think society is like kind of like put into that, like, oh, we need to be nice to each other, we need to like care about each other. And then you're like, but sometimes I just really don't care. It's like, but you have to put on that persona of like actually caring about somebody and stuff. I thought of one. There's a couple. Well, okay. So there's anything to do with looks, right?
For like, women.
No. I would.
Worried about.
No. That is one, but I was thinking babies.
Oh man.
Oh, isn't your baby so precious?
He looks so innocent.
Wow, your baby's amazing. Because you can't say your baby's ugly as hell.
I feel like most people would lie about that, but once again, you know, I feel like you and I, as you called it, subscribe to the same thing where I'd be like, hey, that's a baby. Hey, congratulations. Like, there's
no point. Well done. You produced a human life. Nice.
Someone's got to make twos.
That's so terrible. That's
congratulations. So terrible. Someone had to pop at the lower part of the gene pool.
Listen, I sit there and I'll see some babies and I'm just like, I really hope that child grows out of that face. Whew. That's a bad looking face.
On the flip side, you know, I'll say it 100% the other way. Be like, that baby is cute. What the heck?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'll sit there and I'll look at a baby and I'm like I've recently seen, I think there's been like four or five babies that have been in my, hold that. So I've seen like four or five babies that have been in my thing. And like, there were like three of them that were like cute. And there was one, you're like, okay. And like, literally, if you could go in and you could see how I responded to each of them, it was like this one, I'm like, wow, that's a cute baby. That's a good looking baby. Wow, that one's a good looking baby. That, nice job.
So
it looks healthy.
When if your baby's ugly, I could tell you it's ugly, correct?
I was sitting there and I was like, please God, please don't let my baby be ugly, because I know I'm gonna hit it, because like, I don't know at what point in time I'm gonna have to break it to my wife that my baby's ugly.
Kids, do the way my kids look give you hope about your kids and how they're?
I do have hope. I do have hope that our kids would look as good. So,
I mean, even our cousins' kids, you know, they're not that bad looking. I mean, on
no, they're cute. No, they're cute. They're I would say actually, I probably shouldn't say. No, yeah, they're cute.
They got that fat head syndrome though.
I mean, that fat head syndrome, man.
That head is like, that is a counterweight for the rest of his life.
Oh man, but
just this, because you know, I hope I get a call. Hey, you talking about my baby every day, son? I'm blessed. Your wife was able to push that head out.
There was something you were pumped about saying.
Yes. How about, it's not really actively lying, but picture filters.
Ooh. But I mean, that still kind of goes back to that whole social media thing too. Like, as a whole.
The angles on a picture. I mean, that's kind of like lying. Like, oh man, you're good. What the crap are you looking like right now? So I, you know, there's been times I've asked before, but like, are those your real eyes? Like, can I get a normal mirror picture instead of a snapshot? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, even the ugly babies look good at some angles.
Yeah, right. That's a valid point. Yeah, if you get the right filter or the right TikTok like filter on it or whatever, then you can look amazing.
And that goes like one step further. That would be like, you know, the modeling and modern day fashion. You know, they alter those images so much. That's a lie right there.
Yeah. You know?
How about the fact that it's a lie that you have to fit in?
But even I wouldn't say.
I'm not saying go straight gothic and weird looking all the time, but I'm definitely saying, like, you know, it's okay to be the butthole sometimes. It's okay, you know.
I wouldn't say necessarily. Again, we're going back to one of our previous conversations about tact.
Yeah, I have no tact. You take that one out, though. You know, that's just Andrew's. That's Andrew's high horse all the time.
Well, but the thing is like, so I think one of the things that, and I don't know, maybe a lie that people always tell themselves is that that they need to fit in, or they need to, they're not good enough. What did you say?
A lie everybody tells themselves is they're a good person.
Oh, actually, there was something.
We don't need Reddit to answer these questions. We got them all.
There's actually an essay it's a John Locke thing that, that some of my students are doing here. But one of the questions is, or one of the, one of the things is like, most people in America, I think it was most people in America, most people in America view themselves as above average looking. And so,
like I will never tell anybody like I'm good looking. Like I feel like
on a scale of 1 to 10, like, I'm kind of curious. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put yourself?
Good looks or personality?
Just looks. Like from the get, boom, you walk in, they're like.
Well, I mean, depending on the angle of the camera, I give myself a strong. Strong 8, but I definitely know my body's not built like it should. So I might be like a 5 or a 4, you know, all honestly. Maybe I might be pushing a 6 with my good humor, you know.
See, like I gave myself a 6. I'm like looks wise because but I was like, but
I wouldn't give you a 6. I mean, honestly, I mean, yeah, you don't have hair and you have a big but it kind of fits on your fat head. That's all there is to it. You know,
I would say if I lost weight, I would get a solid 8. If I lost weight,
you know, we can lose weight, but y'all still ugly.
Don't be saying that too much, man. I can't laugh at that. My baby's about to come out, and I can't be like laughing too. It's not about to come out. I still got months. But
Link got the deleted right about the what would you lie about?
I saw that. Yeah. But I think there are still comments down there. Yeah, there's still some comments down there. Like the question was deleted, but there are comments. So I think, so like one, the ooh, first comment.
Oh, not that I know this, but on dating apps, you know, they say that I'm not looking for one night stands. Lies. 100%
especially,
lies.
Especially if you're on Tinder.
Yeah. Saying is, I want to pick and choose. If you're ugly, you're not getting picked. You know,
I would say this: if you're on Tinder, like again, so going back to the whole like how we view ourselves, I think that's a lie that we tell ourselves, like how good or bad looking we are. Like we give ourselves like the benefit of a doubt. I would say most of the time, but going back to this idea of Tinder, I would say if you're a man on Tinder saying that you're not looking for a one night stand, you are lying your butt off. There ain't no way you're on Tinder not looking for a one night stand or just a casual fling or a hookup.
Yes.
So the first one that they had, and this is actually a pretty good one, is I have read the terms and conditions. So true.
Oh, catfishing's another big one.
Oh yeah, but I mean that goes to the whole just everything social media. Everything in social media seems to be just lying, just as a whole. I'm trying to skip certain ones. Oh, maybe the intentions that somebody has. Maybe their intentions. Oh, let's get together and hang out sometime soon.
I saw that one. That one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like this one. If they are an imposter in Among Us. Oh. Hunting and fishing, 100%. Biggest liars there are.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Have you never heard a fishing story about how big the fish that got away? Yeah, I forget.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. Really, yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't they eat fish over there where you live?
They do, and they do have fishermen, but that doesn't. I don't know if they're out there bragging about how big a one got away. Ooh.
Hey. Well, I mean, yes, but well, here's one with the whole how are you? And they say I'm fine. Someone posted that. Sometimes lying is better, is the better thing to do. Is it?
Like if you deleted somebody's phone number, you're like, new phone, who dis, right?
Hey, buckaroo.
Forgetting somebody's name? Did you forget my name? no, buddy. I remember you. Yeah. Or the lie, like, oh, you know, I'm really good with faces, but I'm really bad with names or something like that. It's like, no, you're just really bad with people, period.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm bad with a lot of things. Faces, names. You know, people. But I've noticed people will come up and start talking to me, like, at work, for instance, and they'll be like, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, like, they'll be talking for, like, a good 3 or 4 minutes. And if I'm on my phone, I will literally look at them and be like, I have no idea what you just said. I need you to repeat it all 100% again. I was like, I'll tell them. I'll be like, if my phone's in my hand, don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because more than likely, I'm having a lovely conversation with somebody else that, you know, that's what's on my mind and that's it.
Yep. All right. I feel like we've beaten this one with the dead horse pretty much. We've, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably keep beating this one. This one's a good one. Your babies are ugly.
Say it again.
You're not that skinny. I was going to say, your babies are ugly. You're not that skinny. You're short. And you've just been lying all around.
Yep. Yep. All sorts of it.
Break it down, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. If you are watching on YouTube, we do appreciate it. Click the subscribe button. Click the bell. That way you're notified. Leave us a like. And leave a comment below. What's the lie that you've heard the most? Or what's the lie you've told the most, if you feel comfortable sharing that with us? If you're listening on your favorite podcasting app, please leave us a 5-star review. Click the subscribe button. Actually, do that in reverse. Subscribe, then 5-star review. And I'm Nick.
I'm Andrew.
And as always,
you have an open invitation to our conversations.
Bye-bye.